Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 203. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find insights about all of the shows that we have and all of the episodes that we're releasing over at weownthistown.net, or check out at We Own This Town on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Also, as I say every week, open up your favorite podcast app, search for the words We Own This Town. Everything we have will come up there. Easy. I'm recording this on Friday afternoon, just a few days before it goes out into the world, and let me tell you, the news is exhausting. You don't come here to hear some YouTube-style rant about politics, so I will refrain. But I'll say this, if you don't know who your local city council member is, find them. Go to weownthistown.net/council, and you'll be redirected to a page to look them up. Start emailing them regularly with your thoughts. Call them. Hell, tweet at them. It's very frustrating that these positive changes are so hard to come by, but keeping an eye on local politicians will make a difference. I hope. In the world of good news, last week, Bandcamp donated their proceeds of sales to the NAACP Legal Fund, which is just downright awesome. The Supreme Court decided that federal anti-bias law does cover millions of gay, lesbian, and transgender workers, making it harder for workplaces to discriminate against the LGBTQ+. And at this time, it seems like there is some movement on culpability for the murder of Breonna Taylor. Small positive steps in the right direction. But enough with the state of the world. Good to keep all that in mind, but I hope you're here for some quality music and a breather from all that I hope to provide. This week, I've got a packed playlist of new Nashville music, and I'm going to try something a bit different. This week, I'm going to play these songs in pairs. I feel like the playlist came together in such a way that every two tracks works very well together. None of them are directly related to one another, nor are they necessarily related in genre, but I think they work well in pairs, so we're going to go with pairs. It also means we're going to get to play 10 tracks instead of our usual 9. Win-win all around. So, let's just get into it. Here's our first duo.
Yeah, mic check, mic check. New 2020 mindset. Yeah. A little appetizer before we get into the real shit, man. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like every time I drop, y'all get threatened and try to pop the throne. They end up losing to that bullshit like Stock Malone. I'm versatile, I kill any beat I be rocking on. The illest bars, I just know when to turn it off and on. Cause the average fan don't give a fuck about your flips or your bars or your metaphors, all that shit be skips. If you can't bump it in the whips, if the ladies can't shake their hips, man, you complicated for nothing, all that whack shit off your lips. I've been the master of the wordplay, learn to spit it perfect. It's just these days, man, ain't none of you niggas worth it. Reply to what I spit, that's you niggas' only purpose, and that's what makes me the goat and the king that you niggas worship. Look, I went from open mics to local poetry slams to people in other countries out here knowing me, damn. How you niggas hating but used to be throwing me spam? Man, cause I call myself the goat, I said that shit because I am, bitch. And the people say the same, so that shit ain't self-proclaimed. Put respect up on my name, I don't fail, y'all. You suckers know that I'm the main, shit ain't gotta be explained. Better hop up on this train, I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm about to turn this Nissan into a Benzy. Fuck them shots that you send me, man, it's all about the Benjis. You niggas fake tough, man, all of my niggas Benjis. You begging for a deal, we out here winning as an indie, So what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, talking this and talking that, saying you hotter. Ain't no action behind them words, you just a blogger. Grown ass men out here acting like some toddlers, but that figures cause I'm your father, still son and all y'all. So in my eyes, you just a juvie. I'm hearing the shit you dropping, to be honest, shit don't move me. Your sons talking about your Dracos and your Uzis. I know you niggas be lying, I be like ooh-wee. Yes, I outgrew all you niggas and got bougie. I can't rock with it if the music ain't groovy. Piling all the words to them whack beats, you lose me. Gotta make it bumpin', that's the number one rule, G. About to shut the whole summer down with Lil Booby. Truth and snipes with the pub dealer, shit, the movie. The shit I'm about to accomplish gon' be insane. I need 100,000 for the end game. Fuck your comeback, we don't care when you dropping the way you been, man. Somebody tell Diddy come to the villain, peep this pen game. Write your next hit, man, all of my records ill. All I need is publishing, fuck a record deal. Been a bad boy with no way out, and that's for real. Nobody in Nashville and Memphis fucking with my skill. Or any other city, man, them niggas, they behind me too. Man, I'm rapping like I should. Don't get it twisted though, you know I can't get grimy too. They say a rapper sneak dissing but can't remind me who. Slytherin and slimy dudes fucking up the environment. I'm bringing in active rappers out of retirement. All of us been wondering where your desire went. You ain't been rapping, that's why ain't nobody buying it. And then you wonder why your shit don't ever go well. You worry about the sauce instead of your cheese and your Rotel. You worry about me instead of your product and your wholesale. Need to stop riding on your homeboy's coattail. And then you might propel and win it like the go do. I'ma just keep killing you niggas like I'm supposed to. Y'all got no clue, your shit is looking flimsy. Like I said, in the middle, nigga, is all about the Benjis.
That was Virghost with Benjis Freestyle, followed by Dos Cobras with Space Wolf. Virghost is a Memphis MC currently residing here in Nashville. That track is actually from a February 2020 release, and there is a new EP that came out in June of this year called Ghost Tape that I'm going to be spending some time with, but I got to tell you, I just couldn't resist that All About the Benjamin sample. It's obviously immediately familiar, but Virgos takes it into a whole new direction. Virgos also runs a label called Capital Minds and curates a showcase called Vilmatic that props up other local hip-hop musicians. I've still got a lot of listening and learning to do in his arena, but everything I've heard so far is fantastically good. Go check out that new Ghost Tape EP and follow him on Instagram at TheRealVirgos. All the things that you need will be linked in the episode details, so scroll on down to that and start clicking. The Dos Cobras track just randomly came up during my Bandcamp browsings, and I know very little about it. The rest of the record, entitled Synesthesia, is equally as big, crunchy riff rock, but there's some punk underpinnings that come through as well. It's got a pretty gritty production quality to it, but I think it works. It's also not all instrumental, like that lead track. Could have gone with a song with vocals, but that one just reminded me so much of Mogwai, I had to pick it. And I hope you know who Mogwai is. If you don't, please take a moment. Learn about Mogwai. All right, Dos Cobras and Virgos are linked in the episode details. Go listen to more from both. And speaking of both, here's our next pair.
Silent, ask, he never says much. Mystery like machine gun shots ringing, I get numb. Playing songs till morning, but clarity, he won't give me none.
He brought me a pack of brews, then lit up American spirit blues. Illusion is the love you choose. He don't have too much to lose.
Filling up my empty room.
You breathe me and I'll breathe in you.
Let's get you out of them dirty shoes.
Illusion is the love you choose. You don't have too much to lose.
Let me get inside your head. I don't wanna sleep in your bed.
Silent, ask, he never says much. Mystery like machine gun shots ringing, I get numb. Playing songs till morning, but clarity, he won't give me none.
Was Houston Kendrick with American Spirit Blues and Ace Quaalude with the track 99. I love that Kendrick track. The beat and the acoustic loop feels like it's taken directly from the John Bryan songbook. And Kendrick's voice is just an unbelievable execution of being downright vulnerable and soaring. Falsetto like that is not easy to pull off, but they are crushing it. Beautiful track. There's another EP from Houston Kendrick released earlier this year called Young Rudy's Speech, Volume 1, that has some really great work on it too. Definitely worth a listen. The latest track, though, that we just played is linked in the episode details. And of course, click through beyond that just one track. A lot more to hear. The Ace Quaalude track, entitled 99, was released in May, and it's a very surprising change for the outfit. We've played them on the show several times before, and there's generally been a pretty heavy shoegaze vibe to everything they've put out into the world. The last single, Mirrors, released at the tail end of 2019, did have a bit of a gentler side to it, but nothing like this. It's actually great to see that the band isn't just a single trick, and that they're exploring more new and diverse sounds. Very into it. I also still stand by my love of the name Ace Quaalude. It's right up there with Oral Sax. All right, next pairing. Two familiar names if you're a regular listener.
Thank you.
That was Primary Sound with the track 1-800-BIKINI-GIRL, followed by Peter with I Don't Want to Have a Conversation. Shut up. We played Primary Sound back in April on volume 194, and I'm enjoying that they're keeping the output steady. There's definitely a punky and snotty vibe to their music, but it's fun punky and snotty. If there was a Venn diagram with them and the early B-52s, there would surely be some overlap. That track was released on June 15th with another one entitled Got You that's a bit on the slower side for the band, but again, here, it's nice to hear some diversity of style coming from them. Both tracks are worth a listen and actually worth a visual gander. Very great cover art on that one. The track from Peter, I Don't Want to Have a Conversation, Shut Up, is just a damn delight to me. I love the vaguely DIY production values. I absolutely adore the keyboard tones, and that manic drum beat is unstoppable. This is avant-garde pop that is 100% up my alley. While listening to it, I just couldn't help myself from thinking of the word squishy. There's something squishy about it. I'm a fan of squishy avant-garde pop. Who knew? Peter previously released two tracks back in September of 2019 and an EP before that in June of 2019, but it's nice to see that he's still cranking out the jams here in 2020. Looking forward to more. As with everything, those are linked in the episode details. I will remind you of that constantly. Please go listen to more of the music from these artists. All right, now, another double dose.
Yeah. You already know, 704-615. You know, right there. I don't know if they should let me keep that in there, but I'm gonna try it in there. Yeah, nigga, go chain on me. My place, OT. She don't act too holy when she around me. Don't get that at all for real. Ayy, Byron just moved to Ville. Ayy, take off like new fresh seal. Yeah, take off like new fresh seal. I deserve vacation by the coast. Ops against me, leaving by the door. Need a Spanish mommy, that's a 10. That'll pull up on me on 9 or 8 whenever that's fine. I got early meetings in a schedule pack. Like luggage carried in designer bags. Said a heart need a home, so I'm dropping my address. Turn problems to some man that into mathematics. I'm fixing the deal, turn me to a mechanic. And chasing these rocks, turn me into a dog. Running the town like I'm off of the leash. Drinking the bottle, he gave me some peace. Me and your rapper, we been in the league. And we both on LeBron 23, but we're peace. Got my mind in the truck, to my word, to the grave. I'm a lie in the face, rather die than have to say I know. Oh my gosh. I'm 22, yeah. By the time it's over, I'll be CEO before I'm 28, before yeah. I'm 28, yo.
I set the example they should lead by. Forgot I'm making money, too much free time. All my people, they stay on the east side. I need 30 for a show, ain't talking 3 dimes. Okay, excuse me, need a little loose leaf and about 3 more bottles. Okay. I guess it's just me really setting the bar since they thinking that we don't got them. Less gangsters need more fathers. Who scary me? No, nada. I turn on the TV and had trouble sleeping. It's all about 3 more dollars. I don't know, y'all be too exposed. Yeah, I got so much drip around me, they call that a mold. Me and be casually giving these casualties, that's why we gel. Byron ain't singing it, allow me to do it myself. Play it on back in my narrative, if you ain't played it, I'm listening. Been around so many savages, rubbing up on me, I think that it's
got Byron Juwan. You got the rap girl, you know what I'm saying? We got the Galapagos freestyle, you know. You know black people know about the Galapagos, but we do. Coronavirus.
Going up, don't worry about the details. I busy myself with fat beats, food, and females. Yeah, ain't about that hero shit. I move on them like Jerry Hine. Kicking shit, bitch, I'm cooling with the Amazons. Hey, stay hydrated, drink water, fool. Don't let your body be violated. Operator, I told my girl to name the time and place. I pull up, so make sure you're brave, cause I'm finna annihilate you. Yeah, pull out my blade. I go Sephiroth, lonely nigga, who deserve the fate? Yeah. Step out my way, I'm see you walking down the street, cause it's my time to play. Okay, back in the day, I was whack as fuck, but ever since I hit my training arc, the kid been moving up. Hey, yeah, the kid been moving up. Okay, I'm really about my business, like my nice one nigga Chuck. Okay, and every time I drop, I leave a hater in the dust. Okay, I'm bumping Isaiah Rashad and I don't give a fuck. Yeah, curve that shit like Larry David. I can tell by how you rap, you never signed an affidavit. You can tell by how I rap, I'm always fucking aggravated. Vocal saturated, only when I dunk, they hit the pavement. Yeah. Yeah, I want something like da-da-da. Ooh.
Working hard on my motherfucking self. Oh well, had to get it by my motherfucking self. Go to hell, bitches acting like I'm theirs to possess. Ayy, I don't stress, I just get it off my chest. Ayy, king shit, yeah. Looking down at a magazine. Had to party goofy motherfuckers on my penis. Ayy, oh, ayy, yeah. Hit a bitch like T, I don't play with that weak shit, yeah, working with the dogs on my G shit, yeah, always in my bag, bitch, I'm sleepless, yeah, General Grievous, yeah, I don't plan to hold, I don't plan to hold motherfucking tape in my sleep shit, hey, yeah, I done hit the wall on his grave, call me reckless, I done hit the wall on his grave, I'm fresh, bitch, don't panic. Yeah, I'm fresh. Ayy, just get it on my chest. Ayy, I'm fresh. Ayy, just get it on my chest. Ayy, yeah.
That was Daisha McBride with Galapagos Freestyle featuring Byron Juan, followed by regional overlord Sterling Silver with Moving to a Higher Point featuring Tyler Tyler. We played Daisha McBride back on volume 121 when friend of the show Lance Konzett was our guest host, but I've done a terrible job of keeping up since then. It's a real shame, too, because there is a wealth of music from McBride to listen to. I've got plenty of catching up to do, but this Galapagos freestyle is already in heavy rotation. There's a video for that track, too, featuring Byron Juan, who I believe is from North Carolina, and McBride trading their verses outside, and the energy is just refreshingly optimistic. They are having a good time, and it just feels damn nice to see. Seriously, if you need a pick-me-up, just watch the video a few times. Both MC's verses are great, but when McBride goes into triple speed, my brain can't comprehend it. I love it. Second track we played, Moving to a Higher Point, from regional overlord Sterling Silver, featuring Tyler Tyler, was released in late May, and I just ran across it while cruising Bandcamp. It's a 12-track album that weaves its way through hip-hop instrumentals and tracks with some incredibly charged verses. I was very tempted to play a different track called Foolie Coolin', or one named Fist Bump on the Astral Plane, but ultimately, this track won out. It's the album closer, and I love the sample, I love the production, and I love the energy of the whole thing. It's really intense in the first half and then just floats away. Regional Overlord Sterling Silver is a mouthful and is also involved with several other hip-hop undertakings in town. Namely, they are the founder of the Sugarwater FM Collective and one half of Rodan. I'm vaguely familiar with both of those things, but I'm going to be digging in to learn a lot more. It's a great record, and it's streaming on all of the things. Both are linked in the episode details, naturally. All right, our last pairing. Here we go.
I'm real artistic. I think about stuff.
It's basically my own personal feelings. Up to my own feelings myself. Even as far as my own self, I would like to wait till I get mad.
And I love relationships. I think they're fantastic. They're wonderful. I think they're great. I think there's nothing in the world more beautiful than right feelings.
But, you know, I have my own views, and some of my friends have their own views.
Did I latch on too fast? Did I? Will I scare you away from me? I love you. I want you. Got me in a good way. No one's tell me what I'm supposed to feel. No one's tell me what I'm supposed to feel. No one's tell me what I'm supposed to feel. No one's tell me what I'm supposed to feel.
All that wrong.
Did I
All right. That was Juan Solorzano with Your Eyes and Janelle Rosa with Don't Tell Me. The Solorzano track comes from a full release called Different Light, released on June 17th. It's one of those records that if you just quickly scanned the tracks, you'd come away with a very different impression than if you actually listened to it. It feels like a gentle record on the surface, but there's just so much wonderful texture and tone to it. There's small effects happening throughout each track, and there's something a little sinister underneath it from time to time. It's not a record to be missed. I'm going to be honest, I came across this because Dan Burns plays percussion on the record, whom I follow and saw on Instagram promoting it. I gave it a cursory listen and I kind of shelved it for a moment. Dumb. Hearing the whole record proves how dumb that was. Click through on this one. You will enjoy it. After that, we heard Janelle Rosa with the track Don't Tell Me from their June 19th EP, Let Me Love You. It's just a delightful love song dripping with the right amount of melancholy, and I really enjoy the field recordings that are weaved throughout. I hate to bust out the Venn diagram comparison again, but if you put this up against the Cardigans' First Band on the Moon, there'd be some overlap. And I say that in the most complimentary of ways. There's two more tracks from Rosa on this EP, and both are love songs in the same vein, but with very different instrumentation. Hard to pick one for the show, but the field recording won me over. There's also plenty more from Janelle Rosa over on Spotify. Click through, listen to more. Do your discovery work. This show is a gateway drug to more local music, I hope. Okay, that's it. That's our show. How'd you like the pairing style? Two songs and some talking better than one song and some talking? Let me know. Hit me up at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And seriously, let me know. If you're hearing this right now, bring up one of those social media services and send me a DM with the word yes or no. I'll understand what it means. I will get the context. It doesn't even matter what day, month, or year you're hearing this. It could be the year 2025 and you're coming through some deep archives of a Nashville podcast. Send a direct message. You know, I've never considered if we would have social networks in 2025. I guess that's a conversation for another episode. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all the artists for the incredible music that they make. And thank you for continuing to fight the good fight against COVID, against idiotic politicians, against injustices of all kind. I hope you know we're making progress. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk at you soon. Bye.